doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and happy Easter to everyone out there, coast to coast and border to border. Hope you can spend a little bit of time with us. I know there's a lot to do for a lot of people out there, but if you have a chance to give us a call and chat about gardening a little bit, I'd love to talk to you. The number, and the only number you need, is 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We're going to get started with a couple of things I want to talk about, as we usually do. I need to begin by telling you that the hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And we've got a cute little pooch available for you at the Dallas SPCA. And I hope wherever you are in the country, you're helping the adoption places there. There's a lot of great pets, and it's just the best way to find a pet, whether it's cat or dog, whatever you're trying to do. From last week, Al is still waiting for a home. So that's the first thing to do, is go to dirtdoctor.com and let's check on Al from last week. And those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, especially, obviously, the Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center is just outside downtown Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. We got a little weather coming in today, but I don't think it's going to be lasting all day. So it'll be a good time, or sometime later in the week. If you're going to be busy, go check out Al, and also this week's dog, which is Dooley. And it says Dooley's 7 years old, rat terrier mix. Looks like he might have a little chihuahua in him. I don't know for sure there. 7 years old. Yeah, that's exactly how old Carmen was. And Carmen's been maybe the best dog behavior-wise, just the sweetest dog, totally housebroken and everything. And I think that's the case here with Dooley, and lovable. And that sounds like the case with Dooley. Says that really likes to snuggle. He was given up from his previous home because he couldn't get along. He got along, but the other pets didn't like him for some strange reason. But they say he's super friendly and super sweet, loves to snuggle, walks nicely on a leash, responds well to directions, likes the dog park. He's considered a VIP doggy because of his maturity, and that means that the adoption fee is greatly reduced. His picture's on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Look for the SPCA Pet of the Week button, and you can see him there. But go see him in person is what I'd recommend, and check out Al while you're there, and all the other good pets there as well. Well, we're going to talk about positive things for the most part, but I got to start off with something that's a little bit on the negative side. Many of you have seen it. It stirred up as much or more activity on my Facebook, which is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And if you haven't been there, there's a lot of things all over the map there, and continuing to be interesting. But this has hit everybody pretty hard, and for obvious reasons. National news goes like this. Obama signs Monsanto Protection Act. This headline says, get ready for a riot. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe it means exactly what it says. I don't know. Here's what it's all about. We just got word that despite past promises to promote GMO transparency, Obama has signed H.R. 933, which contains the Monsanto Protection Act, into law. According to the Austin Chronicle, and this news is all over the place, not just there at this point, the measure protects genetically modified seed from litigation by allowing the U.S. Department of Agriculture to override judicial rulings and grant temporary permits for conventional farmers to plant and grow genetically modified crops while pending review. Hence, the Monsanto Protection Plan, a name given by activists against biotech giants avoiding GMO labeling. After Obama signed H.R. 933 and thus the provision into law Tuesday, this just happened, Many have argued that the biotech rider was purposely slipped in as the larger bill progressed and thus wasn't given proper review by the judiciary committees. Prior to the measure, courts had the ability to suspend the farming of GMO crops in the face of health or environmental risk. It sets a terrible precedent, stated the International Business Times, though it will only remain in effect for 6 months until the government finds another way to fund its operations. The message it sends is that corporations can get around consumer safety protection if they get Congress on their side. Furthermore, it sets a precedent that suggests that court challenges are a privilege, not a right. It seems that the pleas of more than 250,000 Americans who have signed a petition asking the president to veto the measure may fall on deaf ears. Sounds like it did fall on deaf ears. Bob Webster was talking about it before I went on his show yesterday, as I always do on Saturday mornings, and he was obviously livid. It's incredible. It's about as blatant as you can get, showing that if you got enough money, you can get through Congress whatever you want. And as I've been saying for a long time, we really don't have a friend in either party. As far as the party goes, I don't think the Democrats or Republicans, either one, give a rat's about, you know, true environmentalism and true good things. They only care about the money side of it. There's so much proof that GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are a big problem in many, many ways that it should have been shut down. Just the opposite of what this does, opening the gates wide open for more and more of it and protecting them. I think basically what this is going towards, giving them total immunity from even not only prosecution but from litigation later on. So, bad deal all the way around. If you want to talk about it, fine. I don't know what there is to talk about. It's been done, and it's unbelievable that it has been done. And especially after the promises from Obama that he was going to be on the right side on this issue, and obviously he is not. But neither is anybody else. I think Republicans brought this thing up in the first place. It doesn't matter. They seem all to be just quite happy about the thing. And then the other bad news, and this isn't really bad news because it just shows once again that we're right in what we've been talking about and we need to get some things changed. And one of the points I make in all my talks is that to go organic, the way you go into an organic program is that, number one, the first thing you do is you stop using the toxic materials. You stop doing things that harm the soil. And it probably almost always surprises some of the people, if not always, in the audience, that I always make the point that I have a bigger problem about synthetic fertilizers than I do about toxic pesticides. And it's not that I'm in favor of toxic pesticides, just the opposite. They're worthless. They don't work. They're toxic. They cause all kinds of problems and issues. But my point is that the synthetic fertilizers are a much, much bigger problem because they're salts and they ruin the soil. They go anywhere from disturbing greatly to destroying the beneficial life in the soil, beneficial bacteria, microbes, protozoa, all those kind of things that help the development of root systems and help the plants be more drought tolerant, which is a bigger and bigger issue all the time, although we're maybe going to get a little rain today. We're in a drought here, and a lot of you listening to me are as well, and the future doesn't look all that great about getting out of it. So the fertilizer is a bigger deal, and there's a new study that just came out. EPA study finds that more than half of the nation's river and stream miles in poor condition, and it's because of nitrogen and phosphorus levels that are in excess in the water. And where's that coming from? It's not coming from organic fertilizers. It's not coming from compost. It's not coming from rock powders or Garrett juice. It's coming from synthetic salt fertilizers that are being used on agricultural crops all throughout the country, and especially along the Mississippi River. You can read about that. We've got that, of course, going on dirtdoctor.com in the research part of the website. We've got more news about the pesticides that I talked to you about a little bit last week that have been approved for use that are so bad for bees, and just another thing that we've been trying to get stopped that we haven't yet. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Give me a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to discuss. It's 866-444-3478. A few more things I have, and then we'll get to the phones. Be back right after this.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I lost my headset. Howard Garrett back with you, and we have wide open lines, so you have a great opportunity, and it'll probably be that way all day today on Easter Sunday. Jump on board here, and we will chat. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The next thing that I would like to do for you is go through a little bit on bed preparation and mulches, and the reason is there was an article in the Fort Worth paper, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, yesterday, as a matter of fact. A fellow that's written for the paper for a long time is around giving advice and everything, and his article here is about mulches and bed preparation, and it gives me a perfect opportunity to go through people who hear his side and hear my side and explain why we recommend what we do. It's a perfect way to get started. He first of all says a lot of things that we can agree on, that organic matter. Well, we agree on it and we don't. The first comment he makes is he says that organic matter is the key starting point. And there's lots of ways to put organic matter out. Organic matter is actually a term that is specifically humus, and it's the broken down organic material. The term when you're buying the raw stuff to go out, organic material is probably a better term. Organic matter is what we are looking for to be created in the soil. It's a portion of compost. It's what happens as mulches break down when the proper ones are used. So the term has a little bit different use than he's using it here. He recommends starting a new bed preparation by rototilling to a depth of 10 to 12 inches into the ground. We don't always recommend that. Maybe I should more often than I do. It's not a bad thing to do, especially if the ground's not wet. If you go out right after a rain and do that, you're going to create some damage. You're going to create some glazing, especially in clay soils, as the tiller cuts through that wet soil. So moist is great. If it's totally dry, you can't rototill very, very well at all. But if it's sopping wet, that's not a good idea. Getting the soil loose first is an okay thing to do, and probably something I maybe should even recommend more often than I do. I usually just tell people to put the amendments down and then till it all into the existing soil. We're talking about basically the same thing there and that is, that's important, and that is using the existing soil, tilling the amendments into whatever soil you have. There's a thought by some folks out there that you should take the existing soil away, haul it off, and bring in all new material in the bed. One, it's a waste of money. Two, it can create a pot in the ground and drainage problems. And then the last thing is we actually want the beneficial organisms, the native beneficial organisms that are in native soil. Next point he makes here is to add 5 or 6 inches of different types of organic matter. Well, again, the term's not really being used correctly there. Plus the fact this is something that he's recommended for a long time, and it's kind of an interesting thing. These different types of organic matter that he talks about, they're actually organic materials. I don't recommend. The first one is the main one, sphagnum peat moss. Sphagnum peat moss we don't recommend, and that's one, if you haven't heard me before, that is often a shocker a little bit because so many people do recommend it. What we want to put in the soil are things that will break down, rot, be eaten by beneficial microorganisms, and create natural fertility. That's where the natural fertility comes from, as microbes in the soil eat mulches and leaves and various kinds of organic materials and turn them into organic matter, humus, release the organic acids and the major nutrients and the trace minerals. That's what we want to happen. We want that rotting process. Sphagnum peat moss is basically sterile. It's basically antimicrobial. I've had a couple of people, since I've been talking about this, try to debate this with me. They never got anywhere because they were wrong. And one fellow who was the most aggressive at wanting to say that peat moss had a lot of life in it and would stimulate life very well, sent me photographs, and it turned out once I looked into it that what he was talking about, what he had, was a composted material. It wasn't really sphagnum peat moss at all. Sphagnum peat moss is something that you can store things in, and they won't rot. One of the ways I recommend using peat moss, for example, is when you harvest your Irish potatoes in the summer, put them in dry peat moss for storage. There is not a better thing to use. Yeah, it's a little more pricey than some other ways of storing the potatoes, but if you want to protect them from rot, that's the best way to go. You can also store caladium bulbs and tulip bulbs and this bulb and that bulb, various things that you need to overwinter or oversummer or ship somewhere if you want them to stay protected and not rot. Peat moss is your answer. That's precisely why we don't recommend using it in potting soils or using it in the soil. Birds just flew in. Got to take a quick break. We'll complete our discussion of this article, bed preparation and mulches, and then we'll get to the phones. People starting to call in here at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website's dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It's Easter Sunday. Christians around the globe marking the event, including in Iraq, where the country is remaining about 500,000 Christians that are going to churches around the country amid the tightest security ever. Since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion, Iraqi Christians have suffered repeated attacks by Muslim terrorists. Hundreds of thousands have left the country. An issue that helped sink the last major attempt at immigration overhaul in 2007 has been settled this time around. Big business and big labor have struck a deal on a new low-skilled worker program, removing the biggest hurdle to Senate completion of immigration legislation. There's a big decision expected tomorrow from India's Supreme Court on a landmark patent case involving a Swiss drug maker, Novartis. The company is challenging the rejection of an extended patent on a leukemia drug. They say if they don't win the case, they may stop making it. This is SRN News.
Imagine giving your child one of the most rigorous yet flexible educations bathed in a biblical worldview. An education that even applies your tuition to future college tuition dollar for dollar. Since 1996, Liberty Online Academy graduates have gone on to excel in leading universities, earn top scholarships, been named National Merit Scholars, and are now among our country's emerging young leaders. Discover the affordability, flexibility, and results of Liberty Online Academy. Find out more today about this outstanding program. Liberty has been named one of the top 10 online learning programs in the country. Go to libertyonlineacademy.com and click the Liberty Online or call 855-382-6668. libertyonlineacademy.com or 855-382-6668. Homeschooling just got smarter. Homeschooling just got better. Liberty Online Academy.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Wichita State earned their first trip to the NCAA semifinals since 1965 by defeating second-seeded Ohio State 70-66 Saturday. Shockers coach Greg Marshall.
It's big for Wichita State University. It's big for the city of Wichita. It's big for the Missouri Valley Conference.
Wichita State led by 20 with 11 minutes to go before the Buckeyes were able to whittle the difference down to 3. Syracuse is going to the Final Four for the first time in a decade after holding Marquette to 39 points and beating the Golden Eagles 55-39. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim.
Really can't say enough about how good these guys played on the defensive end of the court. They were just tremendous. You know, we gave Marquette 74 points 4 or 5 weeks ago. So just a tremendous, tremendous defensive effort.
Today, the final slots in the national semifinals will be determined when Michigan takes on Florida and Louisville plays Duke. This is SR in Sports. Eastern Conference leader Pittsburgh tied the second-longest winning streak in NHL history at 15 with a 2-0 win over the Islanders. Penguins coach Dan Vilsma says Sidney Crosby had surgery after being hit in the mouth with a puck in the first period.
Sidney Crosby took a puck to the mouth, to the teeth, and I think lost a few of those. Went to the hospital and had to have oral surgery.
Pittsburgh went 15-0-0 in March, the first perfect month in league history. The Penguins still lead the East by 7 points over Montreal after the Canadiens beat the Rangers 3-0. Elsewhere, it was Philadelphia 3-1 over Boston, Carolina 3, Winnipeg 1, Toronto 4, Ottawa 0. 3 shootout winners, Washington 4, Buffalo 3, Minnesota 4, Los Angeles 3, and San Jose 3-2 over Phoenix. Elsewhere, it was Florida beating New Jersey in overtime 3-2. Colorado also went to overtime to Black Nashville 1-0, and Edmonton was a 4-0 winner over Vancouver. The Major League Baseball season opens this evening with Texas playing at Houston. With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. Finishing up on this, and then we'll get right to the phone, so everybody hang on. I'll be there quickly. But I was talking about how I don't like peat moss for bed preparation and why. If you missed that, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library and look any of these things up alphabetically. And right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, under the word guides, there's a whole bunch of columns of words, and those are all buttons, actually. It's a little confusing, but they're all buttons that you click on and go to different kinds of information. And under the word guides, you'll find the formulas I recommend, the basic bed preparation, the basic various programs, and all that. But anyway, what I recommend instead of peat moss, it's compost. And, of course, compost comes in many different forms and qualities, but the better you get, the better it's going to be, obviously. And it being the main ingredient in bed preparation is important. What this writer recommends is even worse. The next item that he recommends is even worse than peat moss. It's finely ground pine bark. And then he also recommends well-decayed manure, well-rotted compost as two different things. Like they're not, by the way. Well-rotted manure is compost. Things that were once living that have rotted and become unidentifiable, are those are compost. And so identifying these as different things is head-scratching, to say the least. And then he recommends expanded shale. as his version of a rock ingredient. And I don't have a huge problem with it. It is a man-made product. It's a byproduct of making lightweight concrete. And I've used it. I think it has some benefits. It's just that the other rock materials, decomposed granite, lava sand, green sand, zeolite, azomite, things like that, are much better. They provide a lot of different factors for the soil, and I think a better way to go. But if you want to use expanded shells, one of the things that he recommends that I can say, okay, that's fine, probably be a little bit more costly doing it like he recommends, because he recommends putting in an inch. What I recommend on the rock materials for our bed preparation is to just put enough to kind of cover the ground, the color of the material. And you can see the exact rates. They'll vary from 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet up to 100 and something pounds per square feet. And all those details, again, are in the under guides on dirtdoctor.com. And then he recommends something, obviously, I agree with, tilling all those materials into the existing soil. And then we get to the next thing that we disagree on. He recommends pine bark as the top dressing mulch. Pine bark is the worst top dressing mulch you can possibly come up with. No, it's not. I'm lying about that. The worst is ground up tires. That's the worst. The next worst is pine bark, and closely kin to that one, you know, right in there with it as being a bad one, it would be these colored mulches. Why is pine bark bad? Pine bark is bark. The bark of a tree is for the purpose of protecting the tree. And one of the protective devices that bark has is antifungal properties. Antifungal, antibacterial, anti-this, that, and the other thing. Used as the skin on the trunk of the tree. That's why it doesn't benefit the beneficial microbes very well at all, used when tilled into the soil or used as a top dressing mulch. The other problem with pine bark as a top dressing mulch is it won't behave itself. It won't stay in place. It washes away, it blows away, and all that kind of thing. And we usually feature that one when we do a talk and have some slides as part of the deal. So there's nothing good about it. Is it better than no mulch at all? Yeah, because it'll keep the direct sun from burning out the microbes on the surface of the soil if it does stay in place. So it's better than nothing at all, but it is a very inferior top dressing mulch. Also, we don't like, just so you hear all of it real quickly here, we don't like cypress because it won't break down. We want shredded material. In fact, he says an interesting thing here, that he doesn't like shredded barks because they look bad and they're hard to deal with or some such nonsense. The shredded native tree trimmings are what we do recommend. They look good. They lock in place. They stay in place well. They breathe well. But the most important thing is that they contain protein and carbon, and they're a balance of nutrients because of the buds and cambium layer. And as they break down, they feed the soil, and they break down very well. They break down efficiently. You want that to happen. That's important. So it's the best mulch of all. The dyed mulches, what's wrong with them? They look horrible. They're tacky is number one. Number two is that those are dyed, ground up wood pallets and lumber. They're carbon. They are cellulose. They don't have a balance. They'll rob nitrogen from the soil. The dyes that are used, especially the black, are extremely toxic. Carbon black is used on at least on some of them, maybe not every company out there, but for a lot of the companies, they use carbon black, and it is a carcinogen. So we don't recommend any of that stuff. And then the final thing he recommends that we don't recommend is a soil test from Texas A&M. We don't recommend that in any shape, form, or fashion, because the soil test that A&M does gives you what's in the soil. It gives you absolutely nothing about what's available to the plant. The company that we recommend that gives you a soil test that tells you what is bioavailable, what's available to the plant, and organic recommendations as well, is Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh, Texas, and their banner ads on our website, and you can just go to asktheplant.com and deal with some people there that really can help you. So I thought it'd be good just to compare what this writer recommends and what we recommend, and it is considerably different. And if you've got any questions about that, some of the questions coming up, it looks like we'll get into it maybe in a little more detail on some of the specific things. But if you've got any questions, give us a buzz. First up this morning is Darren in Minneapolis. Hello, Darren.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, I've been a fan of yours since the late 90s. We met down in Texas. I was a patient of Dr. William Ray, and since then I've been following a lot of your principles and trying to correct the inside air quality homes, and now we're getting into the lawns.
So. Well, great, great. Well, send me some information. We'll talk about whatever you called about, but send me some information about what you're up to. I'd like to know.
Yeah, love to catch up with you, yeah, for sure. We have a customer, beautiful home, 100-year-old home up on a hill on one of a very beautiful lake here in Minneapolis, and we are realizing their home is built on sand, and they have some drainage issues around the home, and so we're going to be correcting those this spring as soon as the snow melts. We still have snow on the ground in Minnesota.
All right.
We want to build up their soil, and I've been listening to you and following you, and we know we want microbial activity, and there is no topsoil. It's all sand. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend?
Well, sand, you're thinking right. Sand is the harder of the two, if you talk about clay or sandy soils, to balance and get into a healthy condition. And the reason is it just doesn't have any holding capacity, and not just for water. It doesn't have any exchange capacity for holding nutrients. So changing that is your key, Darren, and using a lot of the bed preparation things that we just went through, organic fertilizers, humates, various sugars, organic fertilizers that contain sugars and contain a lot of humus and things that build that holding capacity, that storehouse in the soil. But I tell you, the surprising thing that'll do you the most good there is lava sand or some kind of a volcanic-based soil amendment. You can look into the feed stores and farm stores there in your area and hopefully find somebody locally that will have some of that stuff. Granite works, azomite works, schist, which is a volcanic material, or like a granite, any of the ground up rocks that are different from the base rock that you have, which is probably primarily silica, will help with this this storage, this water holding capacity, and related to that will be the cation exchange capacity increase. It'll help you save the nutrients from leaching away there as well. So molasses, dry molasses, the cornmeal, the food crops like that, the food materials that we use for bed preparation will always help, especially on smaller areas where you're trying to do vegetable gardens and herb gardens and intense kind of things. The large scale, just use the rock materials and as much dry humate and compost tea and Garrett juice liquid sprays, in other words, as you can fit into the budget.
One final question. I mean, what's your thought about adding, in addition to that, and we certainly will do that, composted cow manure to build up the soil?
You bet. That'd be great. Any kind of compost is wonderful. Any kind of rock material that's different than your base rock is wonderful. I was just mentioning some of the specific ones that will do even more good for holding moisture in the soil, which is what we're trying to do. What you have to do, Darren, is just more of everything we do in the clay. It just takes more of it and constantly working on it, and you'll finally see it get darker and start holding everything much better.
Fantastic. We'll send you pictures.
I would love to see what you're doing and catch up with you on your business.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on the air.
Thanks, Darren.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Spring Valley and talk to Rochelle. Good morning.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my stepfather. Now, we have our own organic garden. However, we did acquire some property next door to ours where the guy has plum trees that he used Roundup around where the weeds were. And I found out that Roundup has a half-life of 21 years, so I was wondering if there was anything we could do to mitigate that.
Yes, there is. And you bring up something interesting, Rochelle. A lot of these people that push Roundup and say it, you know, breaks down totally when it hits the soil and all that, never have read the real details about Roundup and how long it does last, which you have discovered. And it also, you know, really hurts biological activity in the soil, and that relates to hurting the mycorrhizal fungus and the root hairs of the trees and hurting the trees. We've seen a lot of trees on golf courses and in medians and streets and various other places be completely killed by Roundup. The detox program is on our website. If you go into the library of dirtdoctor.com, and it's in alphabetical order, it'll be under soil detox or detox. You can see it all in great detail. But I'll explain it so everybody can hear it when I come back from this. Can you hang on with me?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, and we'll talk about it. But those of you that can't wait, it's on dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Bonnie knows. When you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, 866-444-3478. We were talking to Rochelle about the detox program. You still there, Rochelle? Basically, what you want to do, and again, the details are under the guide button on dirtdoctor.com, but to detox Roundup, which is what you called about, or any other kind of toxic contamination in the soil, what we want to do is super stimulate the biological activity in the soil and have the microbes do the work of cleaning it up for us. And the way we get there the fastest is the first thing we do is find a very fine textured humate, which is leonardite shale, or it can be some other materials, but the easiest ones to find on the market are generally made from low grade lignite coal or leonardite. And you find the finest textured product you can find, talcum powder, if you can find it, you know, texture. And there are some commercial products that primarily deal in industry and manufacturing, don't like to deal with horticulture and agriculture, but there are some out there that are extremely fine. And the real fine ones you can actually mix in water, and they'll suspend in the water, and you spray this fine textured carbon out on the contaminated area. If you find one that's not quite that fine, you put it out dry with a fertilizer spreader or blow it out somehow. But the main thing is to put the finest textured carbon product you can, charcoal, activated charcoal, humate, something like that, step one. That ties up the contaminants straight away. They're still there, but it ties them up, locks them up. And if you can do it in a fine enough texture where it's put out in liquid form, it works far better. The next thing we do is we put out the Garrett juice mixture, which is compost tea or liquid humate again, vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and fish. And we add to it, in this case, 2 ounces of orange oil. 2 ounces of orange oil will kill insects, but in this case, going into the soil, it actually acts as a microbe stimulator. You can use from 1 to 2 ounces per gallon. If you use one of the products like Medina's Soil Activator or one of the other soil activators, that's a good addition to the thing. But that's basically the program. What you're doing is you're putting in a carbon material that'll tie up the big chemical molecules, and then you're doing things to stimulate biological activity to break all those things down. If you add to the Garrett juice and orange oil spray one of the biological products like BioSI, that if that fits in your budget, that will help to speed up the detox as well. Plus, all these things stimulate the good microbes. You know, they're doing the cleanup, but they also give the benefit of helping the fertility of the soil as well for the people long term, you know, for the fruit trees.
Okay, and what about adding zeolite to that mix, since that also binds toxins?
That's a good point. You brought it up myself. If you put out zeolite as well, certain kinds of contaminants, especially too much nitrogen fertilizer, can really be cleaned up and helped with zeolite. And zeolite's just good for balancing the soil anyway. So it's even mentioned in my detox program, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Great. And where would you recommend a reputable place to purchase hay?
Well, any place that sells organic products at all should have some of these things that I'm talking about, and if they don't, they can get them through the regular distribution. So whoever you deal with, start there and see if they have the products or will get them for you. And then if all else fails, you can always do mail order, but try to get the local folks to help you out.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
It's, before we go to Tom, my tea I was going to mention is pretty good, and I'd recommend you try it. It's a little different. It's ginger and peppermint out of my garden, which is taking over the garden. I need to get it out of there in most cases, for the most part. And then turmeric. I bought some turmeric. I didn't grow it, just bought some, and just slice it into little strips and put it into the tea with the ginger and the peppermint. And I didn't even put any honey in this morning. I just wanted to see what that flavor would be pure. And it's good. It's really good. And that should be a good detoxing tea for your body. So I'd recommend you give it a try. And then one more quick thing before we go back to the phones also. When I was talking about why I'm negative about peat moss, I'm sure a lot of you were sitting there thinking, well, if peat moss is so bad, why do all the growers use peat moss in the potting soils? And why does it come when I buy a plant at the garden center? Why is there peat moss in the soil? And why? Well, unfortunately, the people, for the most part, that grow plants in the nursery industry do use peat moss, do use perlite, do sometimes use a little bark and sand. Some are getting into using compost more and more all the time. They do it because they're not using organic fertility. They're using Miracle-Gro or commercial versions of Miracle-Gro, in other words, soluble fertilizers, you know, Osmocote and other things. And so all that material is doing, the peat moss, the bark, the perlite and all that stuff, all it's doing is holding up the plant. They're actually fertilizing with hydroponics, hydroculture. We want to use an organic program where the soil is actually breaking down, the microbes are working, and feeding the soil naturally, so that when they're planted, they will be much, much healthier plants. Well, that's the end of this hour. We got another one coming right up. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.